I read a story this week about a young lady. Beautiful young couple, young married couple. Kind of like some of y'all are here or are going to be. And she had a tumor in her face. And in order to save her life and remove the tumor, the surgeon had to cut some of the nerves in her face. So when he cut the nerves in her face, it left her with a crooked mouth. And because he had to cut the nerves to remove the tumor, her face was always going to be crooked like that. Her lips were always going to be twisted and contorted. And so there the surgeon is after she's recovered, after she's woke up, and he's in the room, and there's the young lady, and there's her groom, her husband. And she talks through her twisted mouth and says, you know, is this what I'm always going to be like? Is this what it's always going to be like? The surgeon says, yes, I had to cut the nerves in order to remove the tumor. And the surgeon's kind of wondering what the husband's response is going to be to his young bride. And so, about then he notices the husband says, it's all right, honey. I kind of like it. I kind of think you look cute. And he bends down and twists his own lips and contorts so he can kiss his bride. Will you receive the twisted kiss of a daddy that loves you and stop trying to straighten your face up? We spend all our time and our energy thinking if we can straighten our account out, if we can straighten our lips up, then we're lovable. And then our heavenly daddy can kiss us. You are the bride of Christ. And it doesn't matter how bad shape your face is in. He'll kiss it. When we don't believe that we're reconciled, we really don't believe that the crackhead and the prostitute and the adulterous husband, we really don't believe that their account has been reconciled. You have been made the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You have been made, it says in verse 21, the righteousness of God. Let me ask you a question. How are you going to improve on that? How are you going to increase your account more than the righteousness of God? He has declared it reconciled, and He has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Why, by your actions, are you trying to create your belief? Why, by your actions? There is only one thing. If you hate the sin that so easily besets you, if you will believe the truth, correct belief and correct thinking will result in correct actions. Actions will never result in correct believing and correct thinking. We've got it backwards. The world says pull yourself up. The world says grit and grunt and try harder. The world says change and then you'll be acceptable. God says you are acceptable. Therefore, you will change. It's the simple gospel. Your account has been reconciled.